A happy Tuesday to all who celebrated Hank fans and family.
It's why we love today.
Eighth day, seventh month of 2025. 189 in, 176 left to go. 55 until Labor Day. We're in the stretch now.
That's
we're
a
in the
long,
dog days of summer
time.
Right here as we go.
Long, long.
She knows.
Long time to inspiring.
Thank you. Oh, that guy was super late, but he showed up.
I love it.
Thank you.
He does.
You want me to start it over?
It's why we love today.
I love it.
It's a lot to love here.
A lot of shiny objects this morning. 55 days until Labor Day, 115 until Halloween, and 117 until daylight saving time ends.
So we get an extra hour of sleep, but I thought it was all going away. What's
so
going on?
So much math already.
Like Congress this, on this?
You fall, so it's going to be fall back. So something happens. It is Cow Appreciation Day.
Amen.
And if there's a show for the cow, we got you right here on the show. Number one show in barns and farms across the Western
Plains. Number one.
Hi, Ola.
In an unrelated survey. National Milk Chocolate with Almonds Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Take it all day long.
National Blueberry Day.
Love those, too.
National
so healthy.
Freezer Pop Day.
Now, are those like the plastic with the water and the corn syrup?
Like flavor ice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You like those?
Mountain Dew makes a flavor that tastes just like the orange one when it's melted. That's how they get me. And you had me until this International Skinny Dip Day.
Oh, hey.
I mean, went around. International Body Painting Day. Well, guys, we went off the rails here. Eat a vegetable you've never tried before today.
What? So I don't know if I can think of one of those. I haven't tried.
Something I've never heard of. I bet that. And be a kid again day. So no, I'm not going to eat my vegetables.
Or just get into radio.
Your mom.
Eat every day.
On this date in history, things happen of note, such as in this particular date in 1776, the Declaration of Independence was read aloud publicly for the first time.
They did declare.
It was their version of tweeting.
MAGA!
Oh, is that how it worked?
That's how Truth Social was back in the day. On this date in 1796, the first American passport was issued.
Ooh, I wonder where they went.
Probably not England. Still kind of sore about that.
A little fresh.
They came back in 1812. 1881, the first ice cream sundae was served.
And all God's people said amen.
Well done.
Yeah.
On this date, 1889, the Wall Street Journal was first published. And on this date, in Wall Street News in 1932, low point of the Great Depression, Dow Jones Industrial Average bottomed out at 41.22.
Oh, boy.
That didn't sound good. I don't know what it means.
No.
Also, what do we make of the 1947 on this date, New Mexico, Roswell Daily Record reporting an alien aircraft had crashed near a local ranch with the headline, Capture of Flying Saucer.
Oh.
Truth's out there.
Elon wasn't even a twinkle in anyone's eye at that point.
It's twinkle on the show.
Ha ha ha.
On this date, 1969, the U.S. government issued a patent for the game Twister. There
Ooh,
you go.
I do. I'll get loose with some Twister.
Melrose Place debuted on the Fox Network in 92.
Do you remember the ads for those?
I remember that's just 90s that I didn't choose to be a part of.
Heather Locklear, and they said, aren't Mondays a beep? It was something if you knew.
There you go.
Heather Lee.
Peak to early aughts. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire released the book. Remember when you used to get excited about books?
Oh, I do love a book.
And remember the space shuttle program? It was on this date, 2011. The Atlantis was launched, the final mission of the space shuttle program. And we never went back to space again.
Elon Musk.
Toby Keith would have been 64 today. Salute to you, big dog. Elsewhere, the newest Superman, which the newest Superman opens this Friday. Mark Phillips has tickets this afternoon until I gank them for our show on Thursday for Will It Float.
Well, he's going to be out at the Cleburne Railroaders that night.
Newsflash promotions department. That's going to happen.
We took care of that for you, Mark.
Anyway,
you're welcome.
The new Superman, David Cornsweet. That's his name. It's awkward to me. 32.
Multisyllabic.
So happy birthday, Superman Part 8. Sophia Bush. Bush family member? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think she's a reality star.
Milo Ventimiglia. I just wanted to say it. 48 today. I believe he's from Gilmore Girls. Sebastian Maniscalco is 52. I believe he's a comedian. Beck is 55 today.
He thinks he's really cool.
Total loser. Joan Osborne, 63 today. Is that an Osborne?
No, that's if God was one of us.
Oh, yeah. I've had her on the show. Oddly. Weird.
Of course you did.
Kevin Bacon, we're all 6 degrees close to him, 67 today. Angelica Houston, 74. Wolfgang Puck is 76.
Ooh, that guy's cooking.
And the genius of Jeffrey Tambor is 81 today. Like, follow, and subscribe to the show.
All right, followers, please follow 92.1 Hank FM.
Thank you.